And aloha. This is your host and guide to this crazy thing we call life. Mea Voce here at the Happy Heart Sanctuary, coming to you from the big island of Hawaii. The sun just peeking up over the Ohia forest here, and what has been typical in the mornings, it's about 58. Which, I don't know about you, is not my ideal temperature in July, unless you're in Sydney when it's winter. So, anyway. But I'll tell you, when spirit prods you, that she does. So I've been up since exactly 3:31. I woke up with a start and looked at the clock, as I always do, as numbers to me mean stuff. And just sitting there wide awake, and spirit was saying, you know, we're giving you extra energy, we're giving it to you for a reason, get up, and do what you're meant to do. But I have to say, I fought that a bit, because 3:30 is a bit early, like 4:30 I'll get up, but no, 3:30, it's the middle of the night still. So laid there and cuddled the various animals that were sharing my space. But anyway, bringing us to now. And indeed, I feel very, very pushed this morning. You know, the sense that there's just no more time. It's like, Maya, get out there, share what we're offering you, what you're feeling within your heart. It's there, not just for you, it's for everyone. So get up, get out, do your thing, and share these words this morning, because indeed, there really is just no more time, isn't there? No more time to sit with this old energy. You know, I mentioned yesterday, it's like we're carrying around these sacks, bags of things, of, you know, the feeling less thans, I'm not worthy, the constrictions. In Sydney, I talked a lot about our boxes of constriction that we create ourselves. And I always get this image of, like, you know, the workspace of the endless cubicles, which keep everyone contained. I'm sure you can imagine it. Lots of movies, you know, show these scenes. And I see that's all of us, you know, sitting in our own little boxes with walls just up to head level. And if we just reached up, stood up, and looked over, we'd see the world beyond. And we're really there right now. This isn't about allowing yourself to sit in that box anymore. This is prodding yourself to stand up and be who you are meant to be. And remember who you are as a being of light, and that you are a powerful being of creation. That is why we're here. We're here to create. And we've had that just sucked out of us since day one, right? You remember school? Unless you went to a quote-unquote alternative school, it wasn't really about creation, was it now? It wasn't about freedom. It's about the very opposite. It's about sucking those attributes out of us from day one and continuing along that path until you march happily into your workplace, into a job that, you know, probably isn't your life's work, maybe isn't that dream job. You know, all my years of counseling women, not one of them stood up and said, I love my job. They love their work. I'll share that with you, because we all are here for a sacred work, a sacred purpose, that thing that sings within your soul and wants to come out, right? It's your heart prodding you in different directions, saying, no, go this way. That's where your soul light is calling you. Or go this way. That's where the opportunity is for you that will feed your soul. Not that cubicle space. That's going to suck you dry. And so many of us in that space of emptiness, right? Anyway, that's what I talked about yesterday, so we're not going to go into that again. But my heart is just very full this morning. Yeah, so very, very full. And again, feeling very pushed. to get these messages out there. So I ask favor of all of you, and again, so grateful for you to share this space with me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Know that you are in the right space at the right time and receiving these words in the perfect moment in your life. And I ask you to share it. You know, think of someone else that might benefit from these words of inspiration, motivation, these little nudges from spirit to get you going onto that path of freedom. And that's what I wanted to share this morning, you know, more about what is the Happy Heart Sanctuary. I have to backtrack just a little bit and share with you, you know, after my husband was killed 3 years ago, all of this Aries energy needed to go somewhere. And I was looking around at my life at that time and not seeing a lot of kindness, not seeing a lot of compassion. There was a lot of, yes, we're so sorry for your loss, but you owe us rent money. And that's really what's important. No, you don't care about the details. Don't care about what state of mind you're in. You just owe us rent. And a lot of that, you know, dealing with lawyers and coroners and in inquisitions and police. Not saying there wasn't some lovely people that stood up and showed up with compassion, because there were. But there was a lot more that didn't. And I looked around me and I said, no one should go through this state of blackness, no one. So I started a company, a foundation called the Be Kind Revolution, just prompting people to be more kind. You know, a revolution of kindness that could change the world. And I really put my heart and soul into that, and that was very healing for me, and I think for many others as well. And then I got a full-time job and had to pause. Because it wasn't paying the bills, right? And it's sad that kindness doesn't pay our bills. Maybe in your world it does. But I'm here to change that. So anyway, we've kind of moved beyond that right now. And I'm enfolding that work into the Happy Heart Sanctuary, because the Happy Heart Sanctuary isn't about skipping down the road going, oh, I'm so happy. That's not what it is. This is, you know, it's a battle cry of liberation, battle cry of freedom to liberate us from those constructs, both self-imposed and both imposed by outside forces. It is a march to freedom, to freeing our hearts, freeing our desires, our soul's calling, our light within us. So many of us have been just shoved down, told that our light is too bright. Or women, oh, don't talk now. No one cares what you have to say. Well, I care. And I know you care. So we need to rewrite that history. And if you've been one that has been told in one way or another to tone down your light, to tone down your voice, that time is over. Let's rewrite that. Okay? Bless it with love, put it aside, and march forward fearlessly, because that's where we're at right now. We just don't have time for that any longer. And again, why don't we have time? You know, I can't answer that. I just have this burning, we're out of time. and seeing as what's going on in the world right now. And if you're hearing this in the future time, wherever it is, I'm sure there's something else going on. So I don't want to put specifics to time date this. But we need to stand up. We need to shake off those shackles, stand over the cubicles, and look beyond. Because everyone's light is needed now. That's how we will all break through this old energy and get to the next place. Get to that next place. So happiness, again, you know, not just that doo-doo-doo skipping down and, oh, I'm so happy. But it's that happiness, that sense of peace, that sense of pure joy, of bliss, of living, gratitude. Gratitude shifts everything. It's being in that place of knowing that you are a sovereign being of light. And nothing or no one can take that away. Okay? Nothing or no one. Nothing. But you have to believe it. See? That's kind of the trick. You've got to believe it within your heart that you are a sovereign being and that sovereignty has been granted to you in an absolute state. It is unshakable, but you have to believe it in your heart. Not just think it. That's a different energy. But you've got to know it and you've got to own it. And I talked about that yesterday in the podcast I named, You Are Powerful, Now Own It. I try to come up with some, you know, just short, quick little titles. And this is what I get images in my mind. It's like them, you know, my guides and angels going, don't forget this. And so the word that's coming is love. You know, this really is our secret power, that we are love. We are as a vibration. And as we get into our energy work, those of you who think I'm not energy, you know, and maybe that's not your comfort zone. Remember, we keep things simple here. And we'll get back to teaching classes. You know, we'll go online and in person when we've got our physical space. Two spectrums of energy. You've got what we see so much of right now in the U.S. and the world, but really, really focused on the U.S. is that lower vibration of fear. Yeah. So you've got fear in one spectrum, and the other, you've got love. One is a high vibration, one is a lower vibration. We are not beings of fear. We are not. That is not a natural state for us as beings of light. It isn't. And another time, I will go into and share with you my contact with fear as a thing, as an entity. But not today. Not enough space. But we are beings of light, of love, the highest vibration. And I tell you what, that's our secret power. It is. And the pheasant here, I'm sure you can hear that. It's super loud. A male pheasant is chattering away, agreeing. Don't discount the symbols of nature and their signals as well. They know. We are love. And it's time we start believing that. And it's time we start using. Goodness. Good morning. Oh, sorry, not a male pheasant. It's a female pheasant. Just chatting her away. So it's time we start using that vibration of love. And I will guide you on some exercises. To get there, you need to understand what vibration is and what it feels like within you, where you are at this moment, and to actively and consciously raise your vibration, shedding off anger, fear, blocking it out, excising it from your energy field, and focusing fully on that loving vibration. You can do it. You can't think yourself there. I'm going to share that with you. But as you are an energy being, and as the one thing you 100% control in this world is your energy, you can actively raise your vibration. And I know some of you that are listening to this, you get that, and you know. And you've maybe been doing work for years on how to clear your energy field, you know, which is work I do every morning. I come out, I connect, I feel the sun's rays on my face, and I raise my vibration. And I allow it to match that of this world around me, which exists in love. I'm not talking about society, people. I'm talking about just nature, which is what's around me at this moment. Sun, forest, wind, pheasants. You've got to get out of those spaces that are pummeling you with fear and find a sacred space, find a special space out in nature where you can be one with that essence. Learning to clear your energy field, learning to raise your vibration. And again, if you're one that knows how to do this, do you do it every day? Or do you go through your week and then look for some special retreat and going, okay, that'll be my time? That's not enough. Okay, it's not enough. We are energy beings and we change rapidly. And when we allow that energy of fear into our energy field to distract us, to get our attention, then we're lost. We're lost. And the yogi philosophy, emotions come and go, and we honor them, we notice them, but we don't allow them to take control of us. And that's where many of us struggle, don't we? Is that we get sidetracked by something, and we allow it like a fishing hook to pull us off in that direction. And that's what it wants to do, okay? That's what its intention is to pull us off track, that track of love, that track of purpose, joy. And that's what the Happy Heart Sanctuary is about. It's about learning this new way. It's learning how to work with your energy and to connect, because that is oh so important. And I know many of you have been feeling that, this sense to connect, to kind of shed maybe your birth family, who many of us, I know, don't really feel like we fit at times. And find your soul tribe. Find that connection with a being or community that sings to you, that you can be an active part of. So this is about connection, because as our lights come together, it makes the light stronger and it helps us to raise our vibration. Again, a pause. It's okay. I didn't forget you. I shared yesterday, I always imagine the station manager, my radio station, would get so nervous because, you know, 3 seconds of silent time was more than the allotted amount. But we have to get through that as well, because it is through stillness, through silence, that we can connect, that we can break free of these shackles of fear, of constriction, of old energy, which is really going down hard. Okay? So as you go about your day today, whenever this message is finding you, just notice. Notice what gets your attention. Notice what pushes your buttons. Notice. That's the first step in awareness and the awakening process, is noticing. Don't go forward, you know, with blinders on anymore. Take them off, pause, and look. What's getting your attention? Is it something of a high vibration that will feed you, or something of a lower vibration that you should notice and walk the other way? Okay, that's your homework for today. Let's start to become aware of all that's around us. I am gifting myself with yoga this morning because I need it. And that is my sacred space to connect and to honor my body, the gift of movement, physicality. Another day we'll talk about movement, but I'm feeling this is complete, this message. Yep, feeling complete. So, I'm Maya Ananda, your hosting guide from the Happy Heart Sanctuary, Hawaii. Remember, freedom, liberation. We can all get there. But it comes from that space of a happy heart. A happy heart is a free heart. Let's march towards that goal together. Sending you love, abundance, and joy from the Big Island. From my heart to your heart, we are one. Bye.